Mary. The prophecy says, a sword will pierce your soul too, speaking to Mary. And that is exactly what happened. Let me remind us, first of all, on this day, that since the time of Jesus, millions of our brothers and sisters have suffered for being followers of Jesus, who himself was familiar with suffering. And I imagine that it's been very, very hard for Christians to meet in Gaza and other parts of Palestine over the past week. It's hard for us to imagine that, isn't it? We met here on Sunday. We had outreach in the car park. There was no pressure. There was no problem. We came here to celebrate the birth of Jesus on Christmas Day. We were free to come, weren't we? And what a wonderful thing. So it's hard for us to imagine, isn't it, the risks that some people take to worship God publicly or together. And it's hard for us to imagine, I guess, that many of our brothers and sisters at this time in Gaza would have found it really, really difficult, if not impossible. And so we thank God, don't we, for the opportunity. Yes? We thank God for the freedom that we have to worship him without fear today, don't we? We are grateful to God for that opportunity. God said through Isaiah that Jesus would be a savior. Not a savior, any savior, but the savior. There's no other savior. And people should turn to God and be saved by this savior. That's what the Bible says. Jesus is the Lord, he is God. And meeting Jesus changes everything in our lives. And many people in this room could testify how meeting Jesus has changed your life forever. Could you? It's changed everything, hasn't it? It's changed everything for me since I became a Christian at the age of 23. I invited Jesus into my life. I was saved at the age of 23. And I thank God. Meeting Jesus has changed everything for me and for us. Jesus died on a cross to forgive us. He died to free us from the slavery of sin, pride, selfishness, and free us also from the future consequences of our sin. He died to save us, to rescue us. And so the Christmas stories that we've been thinking about tell us over and over again that Jesus came as a savior, as the savior, the one who came to rescue us and save us. The Bible also says that he took our place. He took our place. The Bible says that God loves you and me so much that he sent Jesus to take the punishment that you and I deserved for our sinfulness, our pride, our selfishness, our rebellion against God. And Jesus went willingly to be crucified by Roman soldiers. He knew this was going to happen to him. He said to his disciples at least three times that this would happen to him. And so he went willingly to the cross to be crucified for you and for me. Isn't that amazing love? Isn't that amazing love? It wasn't easy. There was a cost, a price to pay. But Jesus, in obedience to God, went willingly to the cross, knowing that he would be tortured, abused, and strung up on a cross to die for us. Our sin and our selfishness separates us from relationship with God. But now, because of what Jesus did, that barrier is demolished, broken. A bit like the Berlin Wall in 1989. It was just taken down, wasn't it? The barrier between us and God is no longer there when we come to him because of what he has done. And so he leads us into life in all its fullness. A new life now living for God. I'm not living for myself anymore. I'm living for Him. I've given my life to Him. We're serving a new king. Did you see the poster as you came in? Born to be king. Did you see that? Are those of you who came in that entrance? Born to be king. He's my king. He's our king. He's the boss. He's in charge. And we now live for Him. That king is King Jesus. And He has changed our lives. He was raised from the dead, and He will come back one day in a powerful way. We thought, didn't we, over Christmas about how Jesus came the first time as a vulnerable baby. There were so many risks on His life, and His family later became refugees because a king wanted to kill Him. He came as a vulnerable baby, but one day He will come again in power. And He will come to judge the world and to set everything right. And so it's important that while we have the opportunity here on earth, we decide, are we going to follow Jesus or not? Are we going to give our lives to Him? Because we will have to account one day for Him, for our lives. Jesus offers new life to everyone who believes in Him. Not believes about Him, but believes in Him, puts their trust in Him. To everyone who turns away from a life of sin and selfishness and starts to walk towards Jesus, we say sorry to God for keeping Him out of our life, and we invite Him in and say, yes, Father, I want You in my life. Please come into my life. And so when we do this, we are born again, to use John 3's expression from Jesus. We become Christians. We get saved. We become believers in Jesus, however you want to put it. And so when somebody gets baptized, a follower of Jesus gets baptized, we're just doing what He said we should do. He said we should be baptized. And so we are baptized in obedience to Him. And when we go down into the water, it shows that our old life has been buried. It's gone. Our old life has gone. And then when we come up out of the water, it shows that we have new life, not because of anything that we've done, but because of what He has done for us. He has given us the possibility of new life. We're not becoming Christians when we're baptized. We've already become Christians. These are symbolic representations of what Jesus has already done in our lives. The water is tap water, just in case anyone was wondering. I got asked this question at the swimming pool the other day. I went swimming and I discovered that sometimes people get baptized at central baths. Did you know that? I didn't know that. And somebody was saying to me, well, is the water magic water? Is it? And I said, it's just, well, in the baths, of course, it's got chlorine in it. But here it's just tap water. It's just tap water. It represents the washing, the cleansing, the forgiveness that Jesus offers us for our lives. We are cleansed. We are made clean on the inside. We are forgiven people. Isn't that good news? We are forgiven people. Isn't that good news? Yes. Thank you. Good. So baptism is a public testimony of being saved by Jesus. It's an act of dedication of our lives to Jesus. And so each of the three people who are going to be baptized in a minute, they will share a bit about why they're being baptized, how they got saved, and what Jesus the Savior means to them. And I've really enjoyed meeting with Albert, Abies, and Olumide over the past few weeks as we've prepared for today. It's been a real privilege. And we've had some great discussions about baptism. We've done a lot of Bible study about baptism as we've prepared for this moment. So I'm going to ask that you get ready, please. And we're going to start by hearing from Albert. Maybe the children, if you would like to have a better view, can come and sit on the floor here if you can see more clearly. Please don't stand up, because if you stand up, the people at the back won't be able to see what's going on. So could you stay sitting down, and the children can come and sit near the front on the floor, if you like, so that you can get a clear view of what's going on. Please feel free to take pictures, but please, in your pictures, do not include children in your pictures, please. Is that okay? Thank you. All right, good. So, all right, so we're going to do that. So, Albert, I'm going to ask you, where are you? Where's Albert? Here's Albert. Albert is going to be baptized, and he is going to share with us a little bit about a testimony of how he got saved. So please just... Yeah, so hold him nice and close.
Yeah. Good morning, church. I'm not going to talk much. I just have a song that I just want to... Just a verse. It's a song we all know. Amazing Grace. I'll just do the first verse. What are you playing? Sorry about that. Amazing grace, how sweet that sounds, that saved a wretch like me. I was once lost, but now I'm found. It's blind, but now I see. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So it is a little bit cooler than normal. So what we're just gonna baptize, and I'm gonna ask Albert 4 questions. He knows about this already, and then we're going to pray for him, and then after that we will baptize Abby S. After that, so please don't stand up in a way that blocks anyone's view. Please, don't block anyone's view. Thank you very much. Okay, so, stand up a bit more like this. Albert, do you believe in one God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do believe.
Do you turn away from sin and everything in your life that represents rebellion against God?
Yes, I do.
Can you publicly affirm today that Jesus Christ is your Savior and King?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Do you intend to try and follow Jesus with the help of God's Holy Spirit within you?
With all my strength, might, and might. Yeah, I will. Amen. Yeah.
So, Albert, because of your faith in God, we are happy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father God, we are thankful. Father God, this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice in this day. Father God, we thank you so much for the life of Albert. We thank you so much for the work that you have been doing in his life. Father God, even at a time when he turned his eyes away from you, Lord, you did not forsake him. You kept your eyes on him. Father God, I thank you for all the different people that you placed in his life who have supported him and who have guided him. And Father God, I just want to pray that you can continue to be working in his life. Thank you for all those things that you have done. Thank you for your spirit that has prompted him to come forward and be baptized. Father God, I just pray that your spirit can continue to fill his life, that your spirit can guide his thoughts, his actions, his steps, his words, that he may remain in you and that he can continue to follow the path that you have set for him. Father God, I pray for a special blessing upon his life. I pray that he may be willing to be used by you to reach out to other people who may be in the same situation that he was. And Father God, I pray that he can be a light to the people around him through your spirit. Thank you for his obedience. Thank you for his enthusiasm and his willingness to turn away from his bad ways and to just follow you. I pray for a special blessing over his life. In the name of Jesus, yes. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Ruth. Thank you very much. Got your towel handy?
I am decided to follow Jesus. I am decided to follow.
Amen. And I'm grateful to Rue, she's not here now, but grateful to Rue for helping me baptize Albert. What a privilege. I love this. So I'm going to call Abby S. Where are you, Abby S? Are you ready? Get around here. So Abby S is going to share something of her testimony about how she got saved and what Jesus the Savior means to her life.
Good morning, church. I wouldn't have much to say, but just to thank God for the salvation of my soul. And I'm standing here today to testify of God's goodness and salvation upon my life. Knowing Christ can be an in-depth search to soul, but slightly demanding in today's world. However, it's highly rewarding and refreshing to know you are paving your way through to eternal life. And I ultimately pray that God upholds this moment throughout my life and guide me in this new path in soul searching, living for him and winning souls to his vineyard. As the baptism of Christ signifies a new birth and the beginning of his ministry, so shall this day usher me into a world of divine upliftment and fulfillment. It's my time to serve my Creator wholeheartedly. Furthermore, just like the Spirit of God in the form of a dove rested upon Jesus on the day of his baptism, so shall the Holy Spirit rest upon my life in all directions and spheres. This is the day of renewed spirit, body, soul, strength, ideas, and fellowship. Amen.
Right, so thank you, Felix, for help. Oh, Felix is ready, you can tell. Felix is ready. This is good.
Ready.
I think he's going to go for a run after this.
Ready.
So I told you it was a bit cold, didn't I? Yeah, it is a bit of, yeah, I know, it is a bit, yeah, I know. Turn around. Wonderful. Abby, yes, it's a privilege, and as I said earlier, it's been a privilege to be able to share God's word with each of the three people that we've met with. Abby, yes, four questions first of all. Do you believe in one God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe.
Do you turn away from sin and everything in your life that represents rebellion against God?
Yes, I believe. I do.
Can you publicly affirm today that Jesus Christ is your Savior and King?
Yes, He is.
Do you intend to try and follow Jesus with the help of God's Holy Spirit within you?
Yes, I will.
So because of your faith in God, Abies, we are happy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Father, we thank you for your daughter. We bless your holy name for this beautiful day that you have made for her. Lord, it is not of our own will, but your will. And so we pray that your will be done upon her life. Lord, we pray, O Lord, as she has confessed you as Lord and Savior, that she will not go back from that in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that you will strengthen her. You will hold her. You will make her worthy of a good servant in the name of Jesus. We pray that as you leave this water today, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, your life is renewed. Your ways are renewed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's wonderful, and I know that Abies has got family here to witness this, which is wonderful. So we welcome you as well, and it's nice to have you with us. Everything okay, Elder Shogan? Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Yeah, good. Good. I invite Olumide to come forward, please. Olumide, and it's been a privilege to be able to share God's word with you as we've met over the last few weeks. And your family are here? Yeah? Good. All right. So you can test a little bit. Hold it. Okay.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Today marks a significant day in my life. Back from Nigeria, I've had this opportunity to be baptized, but due to certain things, you know, what we normally do, it prevents me from getting baptized. So, coming to UK here and meeting with Pastor Richard, and during the session, and coming to the church, I believe without you being baptized, I see myself as a churchgoer. So, not that I've not been, I'm a church worker over there in Nigeria, but baptism makes a significant thing in our lives, which I know is not by one's doing, but by the Spirit of God. You will want to do it, but something somehow will stop you from doing it. But I see today as a turning point in my life, in my Christian life especially, preaching the word of God to people. Though, let me call myself a churchgoer, but from today, I see it as a turnaround, a turning point in my life. Thank you, church. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen Jesus, in fact, through prayer, I've committed so many things to Jesus, and so many times he has saved me, even from being a sinner. I'll just see myself as, can this be done? But when I pray, it comes to pass. But I know when I get baptized today, Jesus will do more in my life. Amen. Yes. Yes.
That's fine. That's fine. Good.
All right. Maybe it's as Olumide is taking his shoes off, I can just... I know one other person here who wants to be baptized. I'm looking forward to that already. Yeah, so we look forward to more people being baptized in 2024. If that's something that you're interested in, please will you come and talk to me? It would be a real privilege. Remember what I said, it's about people who've already decided to follow Jesus, and you are taking this step as a step of obedience based on what Jesus has already done in your life. So please, if you would like to discuss being baptized in 2024, please come and see me in the next few weeks. Thank you. So everybody's shocked by the cold. Oh, yeah. All right. Olumide, it's a privilege. It's a real privilege to baptize people. And I have four questions for you. Do you believe in one God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Yes, I do.
Do you turn away from sin and everything in your life that represents rebellion against God?
Yes and yes.
Can you publicly affirm today that Jesus Christ is your Savior and King?
Yes.
Do you intend to try and follow Jesus with the help of God's Holy Spirit within you?
Yes.
So, Olumide, because of your faith in God, we are happy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Father, we thank you for our brother again, Olumide. Thank you for your life that is in him. Lord, we bless your holy name again and again. For he has decided to follow you. No one follows you and remains the same. And so we pray this day for him, that Lord, you will strengthen him. You will back him up. Even when he opens his mouth to preach Jesus, Lord, it will be stronger than never before in the name of Jesus. We pray for increase of the Holy Trinity in your life. even from today, as you have done this, greater witnesses unto you in the name of Jesus. Arise and shine. So says the word of the Lord. Today you begin to arise and shine forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, get the shoes.
To follow Jesus, I am decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus, not turning back, no turning back.
Thanks. And so the please, children, go and sit down. And I'm handing over to Ore now. As I said at the beginning of the service, now is an opportunity for you to share briefly, a testimony. But Ore is going to run this.